哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
Peace be to everyone.
今天晚上的题目是冤枉路别走。
And tonight's topic is avoid unnecessary detours.
我们知道我们人生当中啊，常常都要走很多的路。
And we know that in our lives we have to make many journeys.
走路就是要从 point A, A 点到 B 点。
And in a journey we have to start from point A to point B.
就好像我们开车的时候用 GPS。
And just like when we are driving, we use the GPS.
它会告诉你很多不同的路线。
And he will tell you many different routes.
我们通常会选那个最快的、最短的路线。
And normally we will choose the shortest and the quickest way.
但是如果你不听那个 GPS,
and if you do not follow the GPS,
或者是你没有留意。
Or if you do not pay attention,
错过了某一个出口
and you may miss a turning,
就绕一大圈了
and then you will then detour a loop,
到最后你可能还是会到
and eventually you may reach your destination,
但是可能就浪费了很多时间
but then you may have wasted a lot of time,
如果你错过一个路口又错过一个路口
if you miss one turning and then another,
那就很冤枉了。
And then that will be a lot of wasted time.
这段多走出来的路叫做冤枉路。
And therefore, these wasted time spent on the details is unnecessary.
那为什么人会常常会走冤枉路呢
？And why is it that men will walk on unnecessary roads？
有两个原因。
There are two reasons.
第一个原因就是因为你不熟路啊。
If you are not familiar with the road.
所以你不知道哪一条才是最快的。
So you wouldn't know which one is the fastest way to reach.
所以你一边走一边学。
And as you drive, you will learn.
那当然就是会走很多冤枉路了。
And therefore, you may make a lot of unnecessary detours.
这个是没有办法，是一定要经过的。
And this is unavoidable, and this is just an experience.
但是有另外一个原因，为什么人会走冤枉路呢
？And another reason for why men will make unnecessary detours.
就是因为这个人啊。非常的倔强，非常的 stubborn 啊。
And this is because this person is very stubborn.
别人跟他说你不要这样走，不要这样做。
And when a person tells him not to do it this way.
前面这个路不通的，不可以的。
And the road in front is blocked and you cannot go through.
但是他不听。
But he will not listen.
他说我就是要走，我就是要往前面去。
I want to go on this journey, this route, and I want to go forward.
我们看何西阿书的第四章。
Let's turn the book of Hosea.
十五节。
Verse 15.
何西阿书四章的十五节。
Hosea 15. Chapter 4, verse 15.
四章十五节。
Hosea chapter 4, verse 15.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
三。以色列啊，你虽然行淫，犹大却不可犯罪。不要往基甲去，不要上伯雅文，也不要指着永生的神起誓。十六节。以色列倔强，犹如倔强的母牛。现在耶和华要放他们，如同放羊羔在宽阔之地。这里是记载啊，神透过先知责备这个北朝以色列。
And here, God is through the prophet is rebuking the southern kingdom, northern kingdom.
那个以色列，他们拜偶像，离弃了神，行了属灵的淫乱。
And because the people has worshipped idols and has played the harlot,
就是拜偶像了。
And that is to worship idols.
这个何西阿书里面都是责备以色列百姓拜偶像。
And therefore, the book of Hosea is actually rebuking the people for worshipping idols.
放弃了真神，背叛了他属灵的丈夫。
And have forsaken the true God, and also rejected the bridegroom.
那这样子呢？他们啊，就好像倔强，十六节说倔强的母牛。
And therefore, in verse 16, it says that it's likened to a stubborn calf.
我们知道有一些牛啊，我们形容一个人的脾气不好。就会形容他像牛一样，牛脾气，很牛精啊！
So,
广东话好牛精啊！
If a person was described as an ox, is really to describe this person's temperament as being very stubborn.
有时候你拉这个牛，不要叫他去那一边，他就一直要往那边跑。
Because when you pull an oxen into one direction, it will want to go the opposite direction.
所以这种人呢，就是会走很多冤枉路了。
And therefore, this kind of person will always make very unnecessary detours.
就必须要受苦了。
and therefore he will suffer.
因为这些百姓不悔改。
Because these kind of people will not want to repent.
那在不悔改当中，就一直吃苦了。
And if you do not repent, therefore you will therefore suffer.
那神希望犹大就是南朝不要学这个冤枉路。
And so, God hoped that Judah, the northern kingdom, would not walk on the unnecessary detour.
十五节这里说，犹大，你却不可以犯罪。
And here, in verse 15, it says, Judah, you must not sin.
不要往基甲去，不要往伯亚文去。
Do not come up to Gilgal. Do not go up to Beth Heaven.
基甲跟伯亚文就是当时他们有拜金牛犊拜偶像这种地方。
And Gilgal and Beth Heaven are places where they have worshipped the golden calf and idols.
别人都已经去了，都已经受苦了，你还跟着要去吗？
And others have already gone on this route and they have suffered. Why do you want to follow?
神就叫南朝犹大，你不要走这个冤枉路。
And therefore, God told this kingdom not to go up to this unnecessary detour.
你可以很快就得到神的祝福，很快得到神的眷顾。
You will receive the blessings of God very soon.
但是你不要学那个笨的、不倔强的人。
And but do not follow the stubborn and unwilling to listen person.
有时候我们想想，我们到底像哪一种人
？So we have to think, what kind of person are we?
好，我们是不是很倔强的一个人
？Are we are very stubborn?
倔强就是你以为自己很强，其实就是在神眼中你是很笨的。
A stubborn person is one that considers himself very strong, but yet in the eyes of God, he is very foolish.
他以为自己很聪明。
But he thought that he is very clever himself.
我有我的想法。
I have my own thinking.
我就是不要听你的。
I do not want to think, do not want to listen to you.
其实他是一个非常软弱的人。
But yet, this person is actually a very weak person.
十六节就是神说，以色列你倔强好像一头牛一样。
But here in verse 16, God says that for Israel is stubborn just like a stubborn calf.
那个牛是力气是很大。
Ox is a very strong animal.
但是你不听人家讲没有用。
But if you do not want to listen, then it is useless.
你往错误的方向去跑没有用。
If you walk in the wrong direction, then it is useless.
我们人都有自己的脾气。
Men have their own temperament.
但是你脾气发完之后，你要冷静，你要听别人讲。
But once you have already let out your anger, then you must calm down and listen to others.
你不要一直以为自己是对的。
Do not always consider that you are right yourself.
如果你一直觉得自己是对的。
If you always consider yourself as being correct.
这神就会形容你，你是一个倔强的。
Then God will describe you as a stubborn calf.
那倔强的人，神就不理他了。
And then God will not care about you.
十六节
Verse 16.
这里说你要倔强吗？你是倔强的母牛吗？
So if you are a stubborn calf,
我就放你们。
Then the Lord will let them forage.
十七节。
Verse 17.
以法莲亲近偶像，任凭他吧。
Ephraim is joined to idols, let him alone.
你看，他就一定要走冤枉路，神就说好，那你就去走啊。
Well, if a person wants to walk to unnecessary detours, then God will allow you to do so.
神会派先知了，这是神的话语叫你不要走这条冤枉路。
God will also send prophets to tell you not to go on this route.
你要听神的话，很简单，做这个做这个，不要做这个不要做这个。
If you want to listen to God, then you won't do this and you won't do that.
你就不要听，我就要走我的路。
But if you do not want to listen and you insist on your own way,
那神就不像我们我们有时候不给人家选择，神就说好，那你去，你去。
God is not like some people who would not allow others to have a choice. God will just let you go your own way.
你可能觉得说，为什么神这样子呢？不会阻挡他呢
？Well, then you will think to yourself, why is it God did not stop this person?
神是不是没有爱心呢？不阻挡他去走这个冤枉路呢
？Is it God? Is it that God doesn't have love?
不是没有爱心。
Not that God has no love.
神很知道。
But God knows.
对于一个很倔强的人来说
，to a person who is stubborn，
他唯一会学习到的就是要自己要吃苦。
The only way a stubborn person will learn is through his own mistakes.
他一定要去走这个冤枉路，不然他是不会听你的。
He will need to go on this unnecessary detour to suffer, and then he will listen.
本来不需要走这条冤枉路。
Initially, he does not need to go on this route.
很快就可以到，你好好听神的话，一下就得到目标了，一下就得到福气了。
He could arrive at his destination very quickly, and he could achieve his goal very quickly.
以当时来说，就是好好敬拜独一真神，不要 要去拜别神。
And that is to obey God and not to worship idols.
不要变心，不要去跟随外邦的这种风俗。
Do not follow after the culture of the Gentiles.
他们就是要去。
But they insist.
好，那去你就去。
Then God will allow them to go.
看你去了有什么好处。
And after you have been, let us see what benefits do you have.
那一定要受苦才会回来。
So unless they suffer, then they will return.
所以对有一些聪明的人来说，是不用走这条冤枉路。
So those who are intelligent, they will not need to walk on this unnecessary route.
但是对大部分人来说，可能都还必须要经过这段。
But to most of us, we will have to walk through these details.
因为我们的自己的自我太强了。
Because our self-esteem is too strong.
那走这条冤枉路其实是很辛苦的。
And in order to go on this unnecessary detour is actually very troublesome.
因为他这个人的心呢，以色列百姓的心很骄傲。
Because the heart of the Israelites are very proud.
我们看的第五章。
Let's look at verse five, chapter five.
五章的第四节。
Verse four.
五章第四节。
Hosea five verse four.
一二三。他们所行的使他们不能归向神，因有淫心在他们里面，他们也不认识耶和华。这里告诉我们为什么他们一直走这条冤枉路呢？
So here tells us why is it they insist on going on this unnecessary detour.
他们的行，他们已经行了一些东西使他们不能归向神。
And they have gone on to this journey where they cannot turn back to God.
有一些人呢，他犯了罪，他就不想回来教会。
So, for example, some have sinned and so they do not wish to come back to church.
不来教会有很多原因。
So, for a person not coming to church, there are many reasons.
但是有一个最主要的原因。
And one of the most important reasons
就是一个人犯了罪。
Is that one has sinned.
他就不想回来教会。
So then they don't want to come back to church.
他觉得回来很难受。
Because when they come back to church, they feel it's indeed a suffering.
他觉得被好像被人家审判这样。
It's as if someone has given them a judgment.
好像听到他这个道理，好像心中就很难过难受。
And when they have listened to the sermons, they feel that it's talking about them.
所以他们所做的事使他们不能归向神。
So they have done these that prevent them from coming back to church.
其实更重要一点。
And the more important thing
是他们不想改变现在的行为，所以不能归向神。
And one of the important reasons is because they do not want to change their habits, and that's why they don't want to come back.
譬如说，一个人犯了奸淫罪或是淫乱罪。
And for example, if a person have committed a sexual immorality,
那他应该要悔改啊。
So he needs to repent.
但是他想继续犯这个罪的时候，就怎么样归向神呢？
If he wishes to continue in this sin, then how can then he turn back to God?
他不想切断这个不伦的关系，淫乱的关系，怎么样归向神呢？
Because he does not want to stop doing this sin.
因为犯罪是会带来某种快乐的。
Because sin will stop you from having some happiness.
犯罪会带来某一种快乐，罪重之乐。
So when a sin is committed, it brings you a kind of joy.
不是叫 joy, 这是 happiness.
Happiness.
这是 pleasure.
It's a
sinful
pleasure. It's a sinful pleasure.
那你不想放弃那些，你怎么归向神？
So if you do not want to let go of this sinful pleasure, then how can you turn back to God?
所以第四节这里说，他们所行的使他们不能归向神。
So here in verse 4, it says they do not direct their deeds towards turning to their God.
所以这里告诉我们呢，为什么人会一直走冤枉路。
And that is why men will continuously walk on unnecessary detours.
因为不想改变呢。
Because they do not want to change.
譬如说整天打电动的人，你叫他不要浪费时间打电动。好好读圣经，去读书，去运动。
For example, if a person who plays with the
video game,
video games, if you tell them to stop playing so much video games and read more Bible and to pray, they will not want to do that.
他不想放弃。
Because they don't want to let go of their games.
或者是任何的一个不好的习惯。
Or a habit that is not good.
或者是玩手机，整天一天翻五六个钟头玩手机。
They will spend 5 to 6 hours playing on their cell phone.
一有空，早上有两个钟，下午两个钟，睡觉前有两个钟。
Maybe in the morning they have 2 hours, in the afternoon 2 hours, and another 2 hours at night.
那你怎么可能归向神？
So how can they turn back to God?
你的心都被世界充满了。
Because your heart is filled with the world.
所以为什么 么一个人一直在走冤枉路
？So why do a person always walk on unnecessary detours？
因为他不想改变他现在所行的。
Because they don't want to change what they are in the habit of doing now。
或者是没有力量去改变。
Or they do not have the strength to change。
是有时候是不想，有时候是没有力量，有时候是两样都没有。
So one is that they don't want to change, and another one is they do not have the strength to change。
所以就一直在绕冤枉路了。
And so they continuously walk on these unnecessary detours。
那这样就是很可怜的。
And this is very pitiful。
那为他这条冤枉路呢？冤枉路会让你离开神越来越远。
And because this unnecessary detour will bring you further and further away from God。
如果人生这条路是往神，从 A 到 B 就是要去天国，从地上到去天国。
If a person's journey is from A to B and directly towards God，
要越来越亲近神。
And to draw near to God。
那任何的冤枉路 detour 会让你离开神。
And any other detours will lead you away from God。
我们看第五节。
Verse five。
第五节，我们一起读。
The
The
pride of Israel testifies to
以色列的骄傲当面见证自己，不止以色列和以法莲必因自己的罪孽跌倒，犹大也必与他们一同跌倒。第六节，一起读。他们必牵着牛羊去寻求耶和华，却寻不见，他已经转去离开他们了。你看这些人呢、啊，他们不想改变自己。
So here it says that the people do not want to change.
但是要去献祭给神。
And yet they still offer sacrifices to God.
就好像我们今天有来聚会，但是我们私底的生活没有改变。
It's the same like us when we still come to church, but yet our lives are not changed.
我们做某一些圣工，但是我们私底下行为生活没改变。
And we may be serving in the church, but yet in our daily lives we do not change our behavior.
我们会因我们自己的罪孽而跌倒。
And because of our sin, we will stumble.
还有呢，你害别人也跌倒啊。犹大因为学以色列啊，所以他也跌倒、啊。
And because Judah learned from Israel, and so Judah will stumble as well.
第五节这里说、啊，一开始是以色列跌倒，对不对
？In verse 5 it says that Israel stumbled first.
以色列好像大哥一样。
Israel is like the big brother.
好了，大哥跌倒了。
And so the big brother has fallen.
拜偶像了。
Worship idols.
放淫乱了，失败了。
And practice sexual immorality.
就会影响弟弟哦。
And then that will influence the younger brother.
像一个家庭一样。
It's the same in a family.
以前有人讲过。
And there are some who have said.
你管教很简单，你教好那个大的就可以了。
If you teach the older one, then it will be very easy to teach the younger one.
如果你有超过一个小孩啊。有两个、三个、四个。
If you have more than one child, and that is whether you have two or three,
你只需要教好第一个就可以。
You have to put your focus on the oldest one.
为什么
？Why？
大的好了，那个弟弟妹妹会跟着他。
Because when the oldest one is good, then the younger brother or sister will follow suit.
如果大的不行，小的可能也会被他带坏。
If the oldest one is not good, then the younger one will follow.
所以老玩家都是说，你教好大的那一个，其他很简单。
So the elderly will tell you to always teach the older one well.
但是大的那个如果教不好，下面就跟着不好了。
If the older one is not taught well, then the younger one will follow him.
所以以色列不好啊。
So Israel is not good.
那犹大也跟着跌倒了，犹大也一同。必与他们一同跌倒。
So Judah also stumbles with them.
本来神是希望啊，以色列走冤枉路就好了，那犹大就不要走冤枉路。
It's hope that only Israel will stumble, but yet, and not Judah.
你看到你哥哥这样子失败。
You have seen how your older brother fails at the beginning.
浪费了那么多时间。
And lost so much time.
受苦。
And suffered.
那你还要学他？
Why do you want to copy him?
他们都亡国了，已经亡国了。
Their kingdom has been destroyed.
对，你拜偶像的结果就是亡国，神离开你。
And if you worship idols, then your country will be destroyed.
那神希望犹大不要走这条冤枉路啊。
And so God hoped that Judah will not follow the same way.
为什么 ？Doesn't have to be like this, right? 英文说不需要这样子的。
So it doesn't have to be like this.
但是犹大就是要跟着要走这条冤枉路。
But yet Judah followed the same way.
这第六节读到他们还说牵着牛羊去寻求神呢。
With their flocks and herds, they shall go to seek the Lord.
什么叫做牵着牛羊去寻求神
？What does it mean that with their flocks and herds they go and seek the Lord？
你会参加灵恩会，然后你 牛羊牵牛羊拜神，就好像今天去参加灵恩会一样。
It's like unto us today coming to the spiritual convocation, and then we will be bringing our flocks.
那以前的人去参加节期，一年三次，带着牛羊去耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
So one twice a year, the Israelites will go to Jerusalem during the feast.
就一年三次。
And they go there three times a year with their flocks.
就等于我们今天有灵恩会啊，或者是飞去哪里参加 event 参加活动一样。
And it's likened to us attending our spiritual convocation or any events in the other churches.
这不是很好吗？
Isn't this good?
但是神说啊，
But God say,
你来找我却找不见。
You come and seek me, but you shall not find me.
因为神已经离开他们。
Because God has withdrawn himself from them.
因为他们心没有改变。
Because their heart has not changed.
啊，他们心里面还是在做违背神的事。
Because in their heart, they will still commit sin.
所以这个就是你浪费时间了，你去拿礼物拿牛羊去寻找神也是浪费时间，神不会被你找到。
So if you want to go and seek God, it is still a wasted time because God will not allow you to find him.
这个就是做表面，一直在做表面。
And so all these are just superficial.
那没有用。
And it's worthless.
今天我们有没有落到这种情况？
And today we may not have fallen to this level.
你信仰上只是做表面的也是没有用的，神是看得很清楚了。
Because it's not good for you, it's not not worthy for you to be superficial because God will know.
再开回来何西阿书的第五章。
Let's turn back to Hosea chapter 5.
第五章我们看第十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节。
Verse 13.
一二三。
以法莲
见自己有病，犹大见自己有伤，他们就打法人去亚述，见耶雷布王，他却不医治他们，你们不能治好你们的伤。这里告诉我们，他们又在走冤枉路了。
And here it tells us again that they have to walk on unnecessary detour.
本来神让以色列受苦。
God wanted Israel to suffer.
让别的国家去欺负他们。
Allow other countries to bully them.
犹大也是一样。
And Judah is the same.
那神希望借着这些麻烦的事啊，或者是这些困扰啊，这些痛苦啊，让他们悔改。
And God allow all these tribulations and troubles to allow them to repent.
结果他们有没有悔改啊？
But they do not repent.
原来人很聪明，太聪明了。
Man is very intelligent and sometimes overly intelligent.
人觉得说悔改很麻烦，不如我们用自己的方法去解决问题会比较快。
Because men will think that with their intelligence, think that to repent is troublesome, and therefore they will use their own way.
那个别人来欺负我们嘛，我们去找更强大的国家来保护我们就可以了。
To resolve the problem, and so they, if someone was to bully us, then we will find someone stronger to help us.
他们就去找亚述王啊。
And so they go, they went to look for the king of Assyria.
亚述王叫耶雷布。
And this is King Jareb.
哇，那这个王啊，可能很厉害。
And so this king may be very powerful.
但是那个王要帮你也不是白帮的。
And if a king was to help you, he doesn't help you just for nothing.
可能要收点保护费啊。
And he may want to collect some fees from you.
啊，这个世界的政治是很现实的。
And today's politics is very clear.
就好像现在美国说，我不要不保护乌克兰了，除非你把你的矿产给我，不然的话我们不保护你了。
Just like what U.S. is saying to Ukraine that if you give me your minerals, then I will protect you. If not, I will not.
为什么要一直出钱保护你？
Why would I want to give keep on spending money to protect you?
以色列说没问题，钱我们可以给你。
So Israel say it's okay, I will give you the money.
犹大也是一样。
And Judah said the same thing.
但是神已经讲了，你这条是冤枉路来的。
And so God has already said to them that this is an unnecessary route.
你有伤，你有病。
You have been wounded and you are sick.
但是耶雷布王不能医治你们。
But yet, King Jareb will not be able to cure you.
这个很奇怪的说法。
And this is a very unusual way to see.
因为神是从属灵的角度来看一件事情。
Because God will view a situation through spiritual eyes.
其实属灵上来说啊，以色列是有病的。
So spiritually, Israel is sick.
犹大是受了伤。
And Judah is wounded.
就是属灵的病，属灵的伤。
And it's spiritual illness and spiritual wounds.
跟国家的政治没有直接的关系。
It has nothing to do with the politics in the country.
跟军事的力量没有直接的关系。
And it has nothing to do with the might of the army.
是属灵的问题。
It is spirituality.
其实今天我们遇到的生活上所有的问题。
And today, if we were to meet with a lot of problems in our daily lives,
生病啦，事业啦，家庭问题啦，
it could be with our health, it could be with our work or our families.
其实都是神容许它发生。
All these are permitted by God.
神容许 allow this to happen.
God allowed this to happen.
不一定是神直接击打你，或者是让你受伤，但至少是神容许它发生。
Or God will punish you physically, and this is allowed by God.
因为你自己跟神有亏欠
，because you have fallen short of God's glory，
神把这些保护拿走了
，and God has taken away His protection，
神容许别人来攻击你
，and He allowed people to attack you，
那你就有伤了，你就有病了
，so you will have sickness and you will have we have wounds，
为什么你那么不顺
？and why is it that things are not going smoothly for you？
一次不顺就算，还有一直的不顺
，but why does your life seems to be unsmooth all the time？
因为你就还没有归向神啊。
Because you have not turned back to God.
你就一直用自己的方法去找这个大王，去找这个亚述王。
Because you have used your own method to look for King Jeroboam or the king of Assyria.
但是你不解决你属灵的伤跟属灵的病。
Because you do not resolve your spiritual illness or your spiritual wounds.
这是你心中的罪，心中的亏欠啊。
This is the sin that is in your heart, and that is what is you have fallen short on.
那神就说你这个是冤枉路 你要走神不会阻止你但是你就一直浪费你的时间
and since you want to walk on this unnecessary path then God will allow you and will allow you to waste your time
他是不能医治你们的
but this will not be able to cure you
所以我们停下来想一想我们生活当中遇到的事情
so let us ponder for a moment what kind of situations are we facing today
如果是神容许的
If God allowed this,
那我们要反省了。
Then we must reflect.
不要只是用自己的方法想要去改变而已。
Do not use our own methods to change.
因为神在等我们，神在等我们就回来。
Because God is waiting for us to turn back to Him.
除非你回来，不然你一直走冤枉路。
If you do not turn back to Him, then you will be walking on unnecessary detours.
十五节。
Verse 15。
十五节。
Verse 15。
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
我要回到原处，等他们自觉有罪，寻找我面。他们在极难的时候，必切切地寻求我。啊，神就是等这一天的来临。
And so God is waiting for this day to come。
记不记得一开始在四章的第十七节说，神说你要走，就任凭你啊，来。这边你要走，我不会勉强你。
So if we remember in chapter 4 verse 17, God says, if you want to walk this way, I will allow you to go this way.
你要拜偶像，随便随便。
And if you want to worship idols, go ahead.
神是不会硬拉一条倔强的母牛回来。
Because God will not pull back a stubborn calf.
因为你拉不回来，对一个倔强的人，你是拉着他没有用，你一勉强他是没有用。
So you cannot force a stubborn calf to come back.
那神就让你去哦。
So God will allow you to go.
等你靠了，你靠人，靠不行，没人帮你，你就吃苦。
And you allow you to rely on someone else. And if that someone cannot help you, then you will suffer.
等到你已经走投无路了。
And until you come to a dead end.
十五节，神说，我还在这边，我没有跑啊，我还在这里。跑开的是你哦，不是我啊。
Then God will say to you as in 15 that I am still here. I am not the one who has departed from you. You have departed from me.
有人说神在哪里
Where is God?
我都体验不到神
And some may say I cannot see God or feel God.
神没有走开走开的是你
But God has not gone away. You are the one who have left him.
你已经走冤枉路已经走岔路了
You have already deviated. You've gone on a different route.
所以你要回到神说我要回到原处等你们自觉有罪
then you have to return to his place and acknowledge your offense.
大部分人都觉得自己没有罪的。
A lot of us think that we do not have any sin.
你很少听到人说，哎呀，我很亏欠神，我很罪很大，我很软弱，很少听到，就算教会里面也很少人。
Even in the church, it's very seldom that we hear people acknowledge that they have sinned against God.
我们通常都听到说他不好，他不好，他不好。
We often hear about people complaining, who is not good.
职务会不好，传道不好，执事不好啊。
The counsel is not good, the preacher is not good, or this brother or this sister is not good.
我先生不好，我太太不好啊。
Oh, my husband is not good, or my wife is not good.
很少听到人说我很不好，我是个罪人，我很亏欠神。
And it's very seldom we hear that a person will acknowledge that he himself is not good and that he has fallen short of God's glory.
但是当一个人自觉有罪的时候，
when a person knows of his own offense,
他就会开始寻求神的面。
Then he will seek God.
然后当他寻求神的时候，
when he seeks God,
真正的改变自己的时候，
and he truly changes his ways,
他就不用再走这条冤枉路。
Then he will not need to walk on this unnecessary detour.
那这条冤枉路还要走多久呢？
And how long should one walk on this unnecessary detour?
那就自己决定。
And it is up to your own decision.
唱诗。
Let's
最后一首
啊，
唱完之后祷告，411首。
411